It's the Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on the hospitality, music, and entertainment industry with insider tips and the hottest global guests in the biz. With Dr. D and special LA personal development commentator Mike Gormley. He's a restaurant and bar fixture, a partner with legendary rock star drummer Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui, and he's your radio host. And now, from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
Could you pass the rolls, please, Dr. D?
Oh, thank you. Here you go. Here's the rolls. Can I have that peanut butter banana sandwich?
I'll take the gravy next.
All right, there you go.
And it looks like I'll keep putting that turkey on my plate.
Okay,
keep it going.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Speaking of which, that is the wrong sound effect. We have a gentleman on the phone.
Well, he's got a truck full of turkeys.
I know. Now, do me a favor. Do not give them away from the height of a helicopter. Do not. They do not fly. They make a mess when they hit the ground. But you do a great turkey impersonation.
Well, they do have parachutes, and they can just pull the ripcord.
That is true. Louis, how are you, sir?
Fit Lou.
Daddy Rich, I'm good, buddy. I'm glad to be back for another Thanksgiving Day show.
That's hey, awesome. Yeah. Isn't this cool? We don't have any traditions on this show at all. In fact, we hardly have a structure at all for this show or any type of format, unfortunately.
Well, that is true, too.
Unfortunately for Les Carroll, the station manager, yep. who tries to put us in some sort of a format, but we're wiggly.
Yes, we are.
We're squirming around, but we do have one tradition that I'm so... It's the only thing I really care about on the show. Is this what I look forward to every single year? Is the next year with our friend on the line, Louis Jones,
Fit Lou.
It's our Thanksgiving Day show and our Thanksgiving Day tradition now.
Yep.
And Louis is as tired as I am. I hate to start the show out that way, but I'm pretty tired. It's been a long, long year, and same for you, Lou. There, you're tired. And we both said we want to take a nap, you know, now on Thanksgiving Day, but we decided we have to show up for the Thanksgiving tradition. It's the only thing.
By the way, you're lucky you got me, because as we speak, and that's giving away the secret to this wonderful tradition, I am on the road to Yosemite for Thanksgiving.
We're all headed in different directions. Oh, wow. I'm the only one here at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Well, you have to hold it down.
So that was really weird when you were passing me, thanks to Dr. D, because...
From a distance. Yeah. From a distance, I'm passing the potatoes and the gravy.
The wheels are coming off already. All right.
Have him sit by DoorDash, no?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so Dr. D, you know, when Louis and I get together, the first thing we typically do is, as we're catching up, is we pour each other a little shot of Jack. So I'm gonna pour
really?
You one right now. Louis one.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Yes, please. I'm gonna invoke my best. What's your guy's name? I can't even think of it right now, but he typically does. Three Fingers Glenn Levitt. That's a movie trivia for those of you out there who can figure out what I'm talking
about. Well, hang on. Jeremiah's pouring.
But I know how you want more than three fingers. You want like a fist, right? So here's yours, Lou.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
And then Dr. D, one for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've all got our Jack Daniels now. Beautiful. Now Thanksgiving show can begin. All right, let me introduce our friend on the phone here for those that are not familiar. Louis Jones, born in Venice, California, went to Venice High School from 1987 to 1990. I'm sorry to give out your age there, Lou.
Okay, 47, almost 48 is the new 25.
So it's
okay.
That is true.
And for you, man, it's like you're 22 or something. I don't know. You just seem to get younger and more fit. Fit Lou is a perfect
Fit Lou, love it.
Name for your business. excuse me. Four sport lettermen: football, track, baseball, basketball. Lewis was awarded the LA City 3A Company Player of the Year Award for football, also earned countless full athletic scholarship offers. He eventually accepted a full athletic scholarship to the University of Washington football team, and we've got so many listeners up there, so a shout out to all you guys up there at the University of Washington and surrounding area. While at the
Go Dogs!
While at the University of Washington, 1990 to March 95,
cool.
Lewis started for 2.5 years as strong safety outside linebacker. He won 3 Pac-10 titles, 3 Rose Bowl appearances, and he won 2 of those 3, and 1 undefeated season at the national championship in 1991. He's since then, Lewis' experiences, trainings, and passion for sports and fitness has thrust him into the world of personal training, strength training, and conditioning. He's been a personal trainer for over 20 years. 2 months of those 20 years, he tried to train me. It just didn't stick.
It won't stick. That's right.
Actually, I should say 2 days out of those 20 years. Hey, Lewis.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Normally.
Normally who?
Normally I don't eat this much. We'll be right back. The Thanksgiving show.
Holy Fit! You can find Fit Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310. Fit Lou's business handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Fit Lou's website is HolyFit310.com. To book your appointment with Fit Lou, visit circuit45.com or call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339. Check out his fitness videos on YouTube. Holy Fit!
Who runs the world? Say it again for me, please.
Who runs the world?
Who let the girls out?
Did you know that binge watching is bad for your brain?
What?
Crazy. Binge listening is way better. Binge listen to all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
You're listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Find all of our past shows on iTunes, podcasts, The Jeremiah Show.
Hi, I'm Brooke Williamson, Top Chef season 14 winner, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, so don't go away.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Lewis Jones Thanksgiving Day Show.
The show we all look forward to all year long. Lewis Jones on the line here, and Dr. D in studio. Actually, yeah. Dr. D's headed up. He's already got an RV, and he's headed up Breaker. Yeah. Can you hear me?
See, that's what's interesting about technology to start with is how it's changed. I mean, normally, yeah, you'd have a CB in the truck, and you'd be communicating back and forth. Now it's a cell phone. You could shoot videos, you live video streaming, all of that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. By the way, this program takes place right after the big parade. Wherever that parade's happening, this happens after it.
I was at the Thanksgiving parade in New York City 3 years ago.
Really?
I'm not a big parade guy, but I go, I have to go. I'm here over
just
Thanksgiving. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
It was very fun. So,
yeah. Well, with the weather, the way it's been across the country, with the storms and the wind and the snow and the breeze, I don't know what, if they're going to have balloons or they're going to be carrying these solid, giant, inflated icicles.
Well, it's interesting. We were talking right before the break about how cold it is raining down there where Lewis is in Los Angeles, and here in Santa Barbara, it's actually pretty, there's rain clouds hanging over the mountains here.
Oh, it's great.
We just had that big cave fire, and then now I know there's a lot of evacuations for the debris flow, or potential maybe debris flow, and I hope everybody stays safe.
Yeah,
and,
I don't think the rain was as heavy as they expected. Well, they actually expected it to be heavier. It was actually lighter than that, so there were no real debris flows, which is always a good thing.
Yes,
we have had enough. And we'll just keep a good thought. Power is being restored to different parts of the city, and all evacuations. And this happened on Wednesday, the 27th. So here we are on Thanksgiving Day, the 28th, and everybody is going to get to go home. Is probably already home to be able to celebrate and give thanks for the fact that, number one, the fire was not as devastating as it certainly could have been the way those winds were blowing you.
It was nuts. We did a show. We did a show in studio here with Mendeleev.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how at the last Painted K fire, I believe, or what was it? He lost his home, his family home.
1990.
And we walked out. I walked out of the studio, and basically the fire started, and you could see it coming down the hill. It was just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy, Lewis.
We didn't have. Yeah. But I have to say,
go ahead.
When the winds kick up, all bets are off. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you plan for, all bets are off. But as I would travel up and down the 154 in Old San Marcos Pass, I would stop and I would verbally thank these guys and all of their partners in the first responders crew. And this is firefighters, police, sheriffs, all of them.
Thank you. Thanks to all you guys.
Because without you guys, I mean, it would be chaos. And this thing would have run all the way
night long, and the helicopters with infrared lenses. And
Lewis, have you ever had that kind of an experience where you've had to get out and what have you? Have you ever been faced with wildfires where you've lived over the years?
You know, I haven't had to deal with the fire issue where I live, but, you know, I was coming up in a time where gangbanging was actually, if you could believe it or not, was still fashionable. So I was dealing with a whole different ball of wax, if you would.
Different kind of wildfire.
Different kind of wildfire. Random bullets flying by. Can't walk down the street because you could have a mistaken identity.
Oh.
Or, you know, some of these guys just don't practice shooting, and they just shoot anywhere at anything. And unfortunately, through the years, I've lost a lot of friends and cousins due to random gang violence and those things. So I've dealt with different negative things, but, I mean, at the end of the day, they're both still doing the same thing, which is putting people in harm's way and robbing people of their opportunity to have a free life, a healthy life, and, you know, keep moving on positively and having things taken away from them. So,
yeah.
It's very unfortunate, but it's the world that we live in, and, you know, we live in these nice areas that is really dry, and, you know, it gets hot over here, and people throw matches, or people are just upset at their own life and want to take away from other people because they feel it will make them better. I can't really say why people do what they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, we force forward. You know, it's unfortunate things happen in life, and that's where the communities come together and bond together and help one another out. And
absolutely.
That's what it's all about. And our first responders in any capacity, forest fires, city fires, earthquakes, buildings falling down, people getting shot, emergency calls. God bless those guys who are putting their own health and life aside to step out in harm's way to help somebody else.
Yeah.
So they definitely need to be, you know, acknowledged and a round of applause. And
absolutely.
If you see a little thank you, goes a long way.
Absolutely. I literally, as well as figuratively, tip my hat to these men and women who do just that, and they need all of the respect that you can give them and the praise in that respect, because even though some of them would say, hey, this is just my job, kind of like a Friday from Dragnet, who would say, I put it on in the morning until I take it off at night, and yeah, that kind of stuff,
right.
But for them, I got to believe that it is not just a job. It is a calling. Why would you walk towards a fire, you know, if you can walk away from it, kind of thing. So it's great stuff. Yeah.
And save our families.
We have to walk away for a moment.
Dr. D wants us to take a break again.
I'm sorry.
I know it's Thanksgiving, Dr. D, but this is getting ridiculous.
Well, we'll give thanks.
We do have a show to put on.
I know.
but Louis, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry for the friends that you've lost and what you mentioned and the, I hope things have. Do you think things have become better over the years? Any better?
You know, it's definitely gotten better, especially over on the west side. You know, and but it's still out there. It's still happening. And there are a lot of guys, young men and women for that matter, that have a promising future, and sometimes they're just collateral damage, hanging out with the wrong people. And it's unfortunate that they end up falling victim to the ignorance that's still prevalent in the streets in certain parts of our towns.
Yeah.
Well, let's all take Thanksgiving to lay down our arms and instead wrap our arms around each other in brotherhood and be thankful for our family and our friends and everybody out there.
Yeah, Louis, just don't crush me, okay, Louis?
Yeah,
just don't crush me.
Actually,
Hey, I figured the saying for today should be, you know, put the guns down and pick up a fork. Let's eat. Let's do it. Cheers to that.
Let me cheers you with my fork. And Dr. D, I got a real quick question before break. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Sneezes?
Pilgrims. We'll be right back. The Thanksgiving show.
Holy Fit! You can find Fit Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310. Fit Lou's business handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Fit Lou's website is HolyFit310.com. To book your appointment with Fit Lou, visit circuit45.com or call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339. Check out his fitness videos on YouTube. Holy Fit! I got something here.
Hey, it's Tim Stack here, and I just did the Jeremiah Show and had a really, really great time. Check me out at TV's Tim Stack on Twitter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Bush with Folded Hills Winery. We're here on the Jeremiah Show, and we welcome all of you listeners out to Folded Hills. Anytime you want to try some wonderful wines, it's the first winery on the way into wine country and the closest vineyard to the ocean. Come on out and taste some wonderful wines. Cheers.
This is David LaBrava, and we are live in 5, 4, 3. Coming right at you on The Jeremiah Show, KZSB 1290 on your AM dial. Check out my podcast coming up. Check out the interview. It's trying to help some people find a better way.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. This is the Thanksgiving show. And in fact, we're changing the name right now officially. It is the Lewis Jones Thanksgiving show with Dr. D and Jeremiah.
I think that's the best way to do it.
That's it from here on out.
Although I have to say, I miss having you in studio. I know you've got other commitments and other things going on today. So it's a shame you couldn't be in studio. And I know you wish you could be here. But I am still, Lewis, I am still waiting for the sweet potato pie.
I know.
Lewis!
Oh, my gosh.
We talk about it every year.
Every year. So,
Jalen's my five-year-old, and he's at his grandma's house, and I'm going down there a little bit later, and they sent me a picture this morning of him holding my sweet potato pie.
Oh.
What, are they torturing you? Like, hurry up and get home, Dad.
Like, I literally almost canceled this client right now. Bless his heart for training on Thanksgiving Day. That just shows this kid has nothing really going on.
Let's hope he's not listening either.
Yeah, that's right. So now, Jeremiah started talking to you as Fit Lewis. What's that all about, yeah, Jeremiah?
Lewis Jones, your business this year has just taken off. I mean, you've been doing this for 20 years, but plus years, but you're official this year, as of this year, with a great business, thriving business. Tell us all about it. Tell us what you're doing. Give us all the information. We're so excited for you.
You know, you touched on it a little bit. After playing football and whatnot, it was just a natural progression for me to go into fitness. And I did that for a variety of reasons, one of which it just made sense. I had a lot of information and knowledge just from being fortunate to play at the University of Washington. In terms of our strength and conditioning program, Rick Hughley, Eric Hone, who eventually moved over to University of Cal and took over their strength and conditioning program, and then Bill Gillespie, we had one of the top strength and conditioning programs in the country at that time, and that's competing with the Ohio States and the Nebraskas, and everybody knows Nebraska back in those days would have over 100, 120 people just as walk-ons to come out and try out. So I got invaluable information in terms of how to improve your strength, your conditioning, and your overall performance on the field and in life in general. And there was a gentleman when I was much younger, 12 or 13, that took time out of his own personal life that saw something in me and took it upon himself to take me under his wing. That gentleman would be the Larry Williams. And I tell you, I owe everything that I achieve in sports to him. And it was kind of my way or my calling, if you will, to give back to the kids in the neighborhood and all kids for that matter, because I was so fortunate to have somebody take time out of their life to give back to me. I felt like I owe that to other kids. When it's a safe environment to train, safe environment to just talk and get things off of their chest, or, you know, to take on more of a mentor role, big brother role, and, you know, helping them dot those I's and cross those T's where they might not have had a positive role model at home to put them on the straight and narrow or answer some questions without having, you know, not enough experience out in the world, and give them a better, well-rounded option to, I guess, evaluate situations that they could be faced with, which a lot of young men are faced with today. And they're afraid to make what be the right decisions because they don't want to hurt their friends or leave their friends. And moreover, they don't want to be, I guess, ridiculed from the group of friends that they're scared or they're soft. But in fact, those aren't the things at all. And so,
do you have a particular story that is inspiring that you know, that you, someone that you've really affected or been a part of their life and helped them turn it around?
You know, I'll do it. I'll try to get through it as fast as possible. I coached elementary and middle school for about 7 years while I was still doing my training stuff. And I met a young gentleman. He was in the third grade at the time. And he ran track for me, and he played flag football for me. Phenomenal talent. Very sharp in class, but didn't apply himself. And then he graduated elementary school, went on to middle school, and I left coaching to dive in with both feet into my training business. So we had lost contact for a few years. I run into his mom in the gym that I personally work out at. And she was so kind to share with me that the kid was messing up, grades just fell off. Typical story, like I just mentioned, hanging out with the wrong crowd, beginning hanging out, smoking pot, and just saying all the wrong things, became very, I guess you could say, lack of respect for adults. And his mom was having a tough time getting him back under control and being the young kid, the good, nice kid that he was when I first came into his life and when he was in third grade. So she brought it to my attention. It was like, Coach Lewis, can you please just step back in and maybe just start training him for a couple days a week? And so they brought me on as a mentor to the kid and his trainer, to the point that I would pick him up from school 3 days a week. I take him home. He trains with me and stops hanging out with those other kids. Fast forward to today, he just finished his, well, he's finishing his freshman year of high school.
Nice.
His grades are up. He's at a B average.
Wow.
He stopped hanging out with these kids. So much to the point that he would go to a little school party and there would be some questionable things happening at this school party. And God bless his heart, he would call me from the party, Coach Lewis, I don't like what's going on here. Where are you? I'm on my way.
Wow.
And so that's where that young man is at now. One thing I did leave out, his parents was also going through a very volatile divorce at that time before we got this change out of him. And the dad was just pretty non-existent. Say mean things about the mom when the mom would totally uplift the dad to the kids, even though all of this negative stuff was going on. And it was just a bad, bad situation for this young man because he's stuck in the middle between two adults that he shouldn't even have to be hearing any of this stuff, let alone having to decide who he should be with and who he could trust. And he made the biggest compliment to me by calling me his extended father.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that's, you know, it's funny. I'm literally about to, like, catch a tear right now from this.
yeah.
Well,
that's why we do in the fitness industry, you know, in any capacity, adults, kids, teenagers. It's amazing how just supporting a kid and just giving them a pure, unadulterated ear to just let them get things off their chest.
Yeah.
And not feel like they're being judged or criticized or ridiculed just for expressing their feelings.
That's huge.
And I'm so fortunate to have had that opportunity. And the mom trusted me enough with her child to instill some positive role model guidelines, structure, and basically help the young man to start becoming a young man.
Well,
and that's one of the biggest compliments that I've ever got from one of my kids that I'm working with.
Yeah, Lewis, you're such a great person, though, man. And it's so nice to have you as a friend. And that young man is a very lucky young man to have you as a mentor. Just proves how great you are. And anybody out there listening who needs a mentor, Lewis is he can be your mentor, right? We'll give out his phone number here in a moment. Believe me, you can't find a better one. No. Or train you, you know. And there's we do have to really take a break, but I just wanted to say at the very last here, there's nothing like the feeling, you know, the endorphins and all that get released, the way your mind, if you're depressed and you go out and work out, how you feel afterwards, it's night and day. It's like a really good night's rest with energy, mm-hmm, right? So definitely hit up Fit Lou, Lewis Jones here that we got on the line. He can get you where you need to be with Absolutely. Your goals, your fitness goals, and your mental goals as well. Before I go, though, Lewis, I've got a question for you.
Yep.
What's a turkey's favorite dessert?
Ooh. I'm going to have to say...
Well, if you're guessing it's the peach gobbler, you're right.
Oh,
stupid jokes. Dumb jokes. We'll be right back after this break with the Lewis Jones Thanksgiving Show with Dr. D and Jeremiah.
Holy Fit! You can find Fit Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310. Fit Lou's business handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Fit Lou's website is HolyFit310.com. To book your appointment with Fit Lou, visit Circuit45.com or call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339. Check out his fitness videos on YouTube. Holy Fit!
Hail, greetings. This is Santa Davis, and you're listening to the Jeremiah Show, KZSB, and AM 1290. I have an album that I released maybe a year or so ago, Watch Your Liberty. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify. It's out there. Type in Carlton Santa Davis, and you will see it come up. Check it out.
Take us with you in your car, to the beach, or to the gym. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
What's up, guys? My name's Lennon Silvers Lee, head chef of a sushi bar in Montecito. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
Welcome back to the Lewis Jones Thanksgiving Show with Dr. D and Jeremiah. This
How
is
many
a,
years has it been?
I say we're Nine? In season six. This would be our, like, by summer we'll be in season seven. Yeah. So it's probably five Thanksgiving
this
shows.
This is cool.
It's our only tradition, honestly, on the show that I look forward to. And
but there's also another tradition at Thanksgiving, and that's football.
And that's Lewis Jones. He's going to Lewis Jones every year gives us the game for game day today.
Give us your picks.
And then he gives us his picks and his ideas. It's all yours, Lewis Jones. Take it away, Fit Lou.
Look, guys, the first game that's coming on today. And I don't really care who's playing, to be honest with you. It's football, and that's oxygen to me, right? But the first game that's coming out with the Bears and the Lions, you know, the Bears started out hot. The Lions did as well. The difference is the Bears have somewhat fallen off. So I'm actually going to run with the Lions in this game. I think it's going to be a defensive battle, but the battle is going to be more of the Bears' defense against the Lions' offense. The Bears' offense is not performing up to par at this point, so I think the Lions are going to go ahead and edge the Bears out, and it's going to be the Lions by 10-plus points.
Ooh, wow. All right, game two.
Game two, which, again, it's no short of a game. This is actually going to be a little bit more exciting. You got the Bills going up against the Cowboys. And, you know, if you don't know, I am a Patriots fan.
Oh, uh-oh.
Oh, well, you know.
If you don't know, now you know.
it's by default, if you will, because initially three of my buddies that I played with in college all won Super Bowl rings with the Patriots. And then they all basically put hands on the Cowboys last week. So you would pretty much think the Cowboys are going to come out later today on fire to play the Buffalo Bills. The problem is the Bills are playing really good ball right now as well.
Mm.
But I think the Cowboys have a little bit more need of a win right now than the Bills. So looking at what happened last week and what's on the line, mm-hmm. I'm taking the Cowboys to go ahead and come through in this game, but it's going to be a close one. And I'm saying the Cowboys are going to go ahead and pull this game off by 7 points.
Oh, wow. By a touchdown and a field goal.
And if you didn't know, now you know.
And game three.
The last game of today that's going to be, you know, relatively exciting. I think it's going to catch people by surprise. The Saints have been playing out of their mind this year. And the Falcons have fallen off a little bit. But true to form, Thanksgiving Day, and on any given Sunday, but it's Thursday today, I think the Falcons are actually going to step it up today and give the Saints a run for their money.
Oh.
Close game. I think the Falcons' offense is really going to produce, but I think the Saints might just be a little bit too much for them on defense. So I'm going to go ahead and put a point score up there. I'm taking the Saints 28-24 over the Falcons.
And those are Lewis Jones' picks for Football Thanksgiving Day here on the Lewis Jones Thanksgiving Day Special with Dr. D and Jeremiah, and we will be right back. Holy Fit! You can find Fit Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310. Fit Lou's business handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Fit Lou's website is HolyFit310.com. To book your appointment with Fit Lou, visit circuit45.com or call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339. Check out his fitness videos on YouTube. Holy Fit!
I'm Chance.
I'm Steve.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Lance.
We're the Last Chance Band, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. You can find our music on Spotify and iTunes.
Don't miss an episode of The Jeremiah Show. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
Hey, this is Camilla Cleese, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show soundtrack is always original, every single show. Did you know there are 10 original songs for each episode? The music on the show is a running soundtrack in my life. I'm always listening to new and original voices that inspire me. I listen for hooks in a song. I listen for melodies that add emotion to our show. If you listen carefully to the 10 songs, you will also find a subtle theme that underscores my guest's vision or just how I feel that day. If you'd like to hear one of your songs played on the show, email me at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Goen from LA Restaurants Luke, AOC, and Tavern, as well as the Hollywood Bowl. And you are listening to The Jeremiah Show. I hope you'll check out our event, LA Loves Alex's Lemonade, and join the cause.
Welcome back to the Lewis Jones Thanksgiving Show with
Brand new 2000.
Hey, God, our sponsor still were trying to sell something,
right.
Huh?
That's right.
Welcome back to the Lewis Jones Thanksgiving Show with Dr. D and Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Got a couple, you know, sitting around the table with family sometimes can be tough, and sometimes you love them, sometimes you hate them, but it's Thanksgiving. That's what it's all about, right?
Yep.
And I got a couple of conversation starters here, and let's just pretend like it's just the three of us around the table here, Lewis and Dr. D. If you guys can give me just one-word answers, and we'll do it quickly because
sure.
We got to take another break.
Well, we actually break for the end of the show.
We break for, and we also break for so you can watch the TV.
Oh, that's right. The people got to get to the football.
Watch the football.
That's right.
Yeah, and eat some pie.
Luke, yeah, he keeps
threatening
us with his
pie.
That's
what I think it is now. It's not an invitation. It's now a threat.
If you could redo. Yep, Lou, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, just real quick side note, if I may.
It's your show. You do whatever you want.
If you're still driving, you got to have a cool call sign so people can reach out to you on the CB.
Oh, I like that.
So I think it's going to be Dick Dugan.
Dick Dugan.
Well, one of the guys at a station back in Phoenix called me Dick Dugan Private Eye.
I love it. Right there. That's it. Done.
Lou.
Oh, if you're selling, I'm buying, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, well, hey, guys.
Where do we find you? Where do we work out with you?
Find me. My website is holyfit310.com. That's my company name. You can also find me on Instagram and on Facebook at FitLou. That's FitLou310 or HolyFit310 as well. Those are both my Instagram and Facebook handles. And we are starting our first winter speed and conditioning sports-specific training camp for kids December 23rd through January 3rd. And it's the only sports camp for kids that encompasses a variety of sports. Most kids that play soccer, they'll go to a soccer camp. That's what you're going to do. You go to basketball camp, that's what you're going to do. But in the interest of creating a niche for myself, to separate myself from the masses out there, most kids play multiple sports, so that's what my camp is going to do. We are going to have football. We're going to have lacrosse. We're going to have soccer. We're going to have basketball, volleyball, because most of those kids play multiple sports, so we're going to address all of those sports and help these kids become better, bigger, faster, stronger, and smarter at the craft that they choose to do.
Just like
so
Steve Austin.
right? And this also, I almost forgot, the winter sports camp will be taking place in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica Airport Park soccer field. Pull it up. It's on the website. It's online. You can find it. I don't know the actual physical address off the top of my head. I apologize to all of you guys for that.
Google it.
All right.
Google it. It's a very popular park. A lot of club soccer teams from Santa Barbara all the way down to San Diego actually come and play a lot of tournaments at this park. Very popular, very famous. And I look forward to seeing any and all of you young men and women at our speed and conditioning sports-specific training camp this winter. And we'll be opening up and running again in the spring and this coming summer.
Go definitely check out Fit Lou and check him out on YouTube. He's got some great training videos. Holy Fit is his company, FitLou310, at FitLou310. You can find him everywhere on all the social media platforms. Okay, it wouldn't be the Thanksgiving show without at least one word from your turkeys there, Lou. Can you All right, everybody, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again next year for Season 7 Thanksgiving Show.
Absolutely.
Lewis Jones Thanksgiving Show with Dr. D and Jeremiah. Everybody have a great, happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Bye-bye.
this is comedian Maz Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Hi, this is Cole Robbins with USA Surf Team, and I am here on The Jeremiah Show. Feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at Robbins_Cole, or you can always find me with Village Properties, and that is ColeRobbins@VillageSite.com.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at HJLRestaurantAdvisors.com. Check out our website at TheJeremiahShow.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at ShowJeremiah on Twitter and Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins. Special segments producers Caroline Peacock and Shaylin McHugh. And sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Evolve.